The atmosphere was anything but peaceful when the new UN Messenger of Peace arrived recently at United Nations headquarters in New York. The normally quiet halls of the UN were packed with staff wanting to shake the hand of actor George Clooney. The newest messenger of peace has for years been an activist on the situation in Darfur. Violence broke out there in early 2003 when rebels took up arms against the Sudanese government. Some 200,000 people have died in the conflict, and more than 2.5 million others have lost their homes. Clooney recently said he sees signs of hope for Darfur following the recent deployment of a combined United Nations and African Union peacekeeping force.
The hope from all of the people in all of these camps, the fact that they were looking to the UN and looking to these new, these men and women in these new blue berets as this is their chance, this is their moment for that the rest of the world cares about them. And I bring that back and I hold it very dear with the idea that this must not fail, this mission must not fail.
In his new role as a messenger of peace, Clooney will advocate not just on the situation in Darfur and neighboring Chad, but on other crises. His role will focus primarily on the dangers but growing role UN peacekeepers play in ending the world's crises. Clooney travelled recently on behalf of the UN and saw for himself the suffering in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo.
You guys get down to these camps much?
Despite elections there last year, violence and insecurity are killing thousands and displacing hundreds of thousands more. Clooney says he knows his celebrity status will help raise awareness on neglected issues.
And I can say, take a look over there, and it works, then great. The minute they stop following me, then I've lost my use, then I'm no good and I should go away.
Clooney is the ninth messenger of peace currently serving at the United Nations. Others include human rights activist Elie Wiesel, Princess Haya of Jordan, and cellist Yo-Yo Ma. Nathan King for VOA News, New York.